Brought to you by the Ohio Society of CPAs. Your membership matters.
Hello, I'm Janice Worthington, Ohio Society CPA's career coach of choice, and I'm here to teach you how to make your resume stand out. First of all, we need to make sure our resumes stand up. And what I mean by that is this. Resumes come into organizations by the thousands, and we need to remember that we're not dealing with our document as an individual document or an individual file or an individual picture on a screen. There are many, many resumes coming into an employer, and employers take very, very little time to glance, decide, and figure out what to do, take action or not take action. So the things I'm going to tell you about are how to better make sure that the employer looking at your resume takes action on it. So resumes come in all kinds of brands and varieties, and sometimes we wonder what people are thinking when they write their resumes because the reader cannot understand anything about the individual. So I want you to make sure on your resume, if you want it to stand out, you have a headline objective. If you are an auditor, if you are an audit manager, put that at the top in a headline banner objective with a line above it and a line below it. That's going to help someone understand why you are there. Remember, companies and organizations have multiple openings, and if you do not tell them what you are, they're not going to know why you've come to see them in resume form. That's the first thing. Have a headline objective. That will stand out. That will explain what you're doing there. Next of all, make sure you have a keyword section. A keyword section, imagine columns of words, three columns of words, let's say seven terms each, and they should be financial or operational or managerial. They should be the things that best describe you. There's two reasons for that. One is for applicant tracking systems, and the other one is so that when someone looks at a screen or looks down on a piece of paper, these are easy to find. So that's also going to make your resume stand out. So imagine a headline objective. Also imagine a summary of qualifications that's not very long, that summarizes who you are, and have those keywords in there. New grads, be sure to list and describe your school projects, because in some cases that's the only experience you have, and employers that are hiring entry-level people do count that as experience. Don't spend too long on each of them, but give them a little header, put it in bold, and then, you know, case study Wendy's International. Perhaps you studied their financials between their franchisees and their company stores, and then discuss how you did that and the conclusions that you came to. Use four lines with that. Next project, that is going to be the experience of the new grad that perhaps didn't have an internship and has been working their way through school doing something totally different. So if you want to stand out from all other new grads, special note to you, make sure you have your projects in there. Obviously, make sure you have your internships in there too. Next, accomplishments. Now, very interesting, in our membership, so many of you are making amazing contributions both to your corporations for the corporate CPAs and to your clients for the public accounting people. But you don't look at it that way. You look at just simply doing your job every day. Well, you're to be commended for your humility, but you need to make sure that on your resume, you don't just tell an employer what you are responsible for doing every day. You make sure that you provide examples. And these examples would be your accomplishments. You do not have to divulge confidential information, but you can say multi-unit fast food franchise, save them X amount of dollars by strategizing a new model and implementing that model, period. You can give examples of things you've done, things you've spearheaded, things you've participated in that show your skills. A resume without achievements is like a report card without grades. That's one of my mantras that I say over and over again. But if you want your resume to stand out over somebody else who simply does nothing more than tell the reader what they're responsible for, make sure your accomplishments are in. The person with the accomplishments on the resume will trump the individual without accomplishments every single time. Next, you're a human being and you're an expert in your field. And when companies hire you, they hire you for two reasons. First of all, your expertise, and second of all, your humanity. So if you are an individual who does things outside of work, if you are a community service individual, if you are an activities person, if you volunteer, make sure you put that in your resume, because people hire you for two reasons. And the individual that contributes to our society is very, very well liked, very looked upon as an asset to a company. So you want to make sure that you have those things. You know, do not dominate your resume with your extracurricular activities either, but make sure you include them, especially if leadership is a part. So this also makes your resume stand out. Now, a couple of other things that are visual: your format, your font, borders, and shading. Now, we are in a very conservative line of work, so we do not want to get artistic with our resumes, for example, like a marketing person would or a graphics person would, but I would make sure that my resume is in a readable font, number one. Fonts that I particularly like include, I like Times Roman. I also like Cambria. I think Cambria is a very professional and a little bit elegant of a looking font. We use that a lot for our CPAs. We use that a lot for our attorneys also. I don't like more than one font in a resume. I don't like multiple font sizes either. Yes, the headings should be larger than the body, than the content body. Borders, I like borders if they're appropriate and they're conservative. A little bit of shading also is okay. If you want to see what we do, and I can encourage you to do this, go to worthingtonresumes.com. We actually have samples with case studies, and you'll be able to see the different kind of formats that we use. Feel free to go ahead and use them or call us for help. So what you're hearing is this. You're hearing some things that all resumes should actually have on them, but too many don't. You have many people that are very talented and very deserving of positions and promotions that are submitting bad resumes. So what we've done is not just teach you how to make your resume stand out, but how to do your resume the right way, so you're saying the right things the right way, so you're showing information when you want to show it, the way you want to show it, so that the employer understands it and is compelled to call you in. The key to a good resume is that it's compelling. It calls the reader to action. Thank you.
Brought to you by the Ohio Society of CPAs. Your membership matters.